E-scooter companies like Lime track their vehicles with GPS. When a rider drives a scooter into an off-limits area like FSU, the vehicle will slow to a stop. But that wasn't happening with Lime's e-scooters. The company's Chelsea Sims says the problem is now fixed.
This new software, it's essentially a new software that the scooter received, prevented them from going into the zone that FSU outlined.
This process is called geofencing, and Lime isn't the only company having problems with it. The city has asked Bird and Gotcha to round up their e-scooters after officials rode them onto FSU's campus. The vehicles will not be allowed to deploy back onto the streets until the problem is fixed. Currently, only Tallahassee colleges are geofenced. City officials say no private businesses have asked to be blocked off. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.